Milchus Bishul starts in Or HaChaim, Shin Yud Chet. The title of the siman is Din HaMivashel B'Shabbat. Well, there's a large crowd on this side as well, so I'm going to stand over here. That makes more sense. Okay, so Din HaMivashel B'Shabbat, and interestingly, the first Seif doesn't discuss a halacha that concerns only Bishul, but rather it concerns every single halacha, every single halacha on Shabbos, and that is regarding Maaseh Shabbos. If a person actually did a Chilul Shabbos, did a Melacha on Shabbos, so can you benefit from this thing that this person has done? This thing comes up in Israel, at least, all the time. The great question about, do you have to have a generator in Israel, right? In many communities, especially Haredi communities, of course, so they have a generator, a private generator that generates their own electricity because they don't want to use the electricity of Chevrat HaChashmal, of the electricity company, because they say that they're constantly doing melachas in order to provide the energy, to provide the electricity. In that case, there is Maaseh Shabbos, so we cannot benefit from that electricity. However, I think the vast majority of Israel does not have private generators. So in that case, what do they rely on? But this thing comes up almost all the time. I like reading my news in Israeli websites. Can I read Israeli news on Friday afternoon? Can I do that? I want to know what happened in Israel. I heard that Chas v'Shalom something happened. I want to get more details. I don't get it on the local English speaking news. So can I open a website on Friday? Can I? Yes or no? Someone? What? What do you mean? In Achinani. But if I want to see Ynet or something else, which is more popular than Arutz 7 in Israel, so I cannot do that. Okay, let's see. What happens if my son, by accident, turned off the light in the bathroom? He went out of the bathroom, turned off the light. Oish, what did I do? And turned it back on. Can I now use that washroom? Can I?
Yes.
I can?
Yes.
Why?
Because the system is already on. You're not turning on.
But you turned it off, and I'll turn it back on. So can I use it or not? No question.
So now
we're in the new question. So let's say a person, by accident, turned on the light in the bathroom. Can a person use that bathroom? Can he? Oh, maybe I need to go inside with my eyes closed? No, but seriously, maybe a person should go to the bathroom and close his eyes. Can he read in the bathroom if he wants to read something? Can he do that? Okay, let's see. So this thing comes up all the time, and have a lot of interesting halacha lemaise. So the source of the sugya of Maaseh Shabbos starts from a machlokas tanoim in Masechet Chulin. And I brought here a nice table that brings here all the shittos of that machlokas. So says the Gemara in Chulin, the person cooked on Shabbos. So there is chiluk, there is a distinguish between a distinction between if he did it b'shogeg, by accident, or he did it b'mezid. Says Rabbi Meir, b'shogeg, yochal. B'mezid, lo yochal. I'm not sure if it's yochal or yachel, it actually has a few nafkaminos. So b'shogeg, yochal, if a person by accident cooked on Shabbos, can he eat this thing? B'shogeg says Rabbi Meir, yes, you can. B'mezid, lo yochal. But if he did this intentionally, he cannot eat from it on Shabbos. Mutzi Shabbos, if a person by accident will cook in the morning, fast Shabbos, he made an omelet. Can he eat this omelet? No. Can he eat it on Mutzi Shabbos? Says Ramir, yes, he can. Sorry. If he did it by accident, he says he could even eat it on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now we have your three shittos. Everyone takes the mezid of the other and turns it to his own shogeg. See also on the table. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg, if a person cooked by accident on Shabbos, yochal. B'motzei Shabbat, he can eat on Motzei Shabbos. B'mezid, if he did it intentionally, lo yochal olamid. He can never eat this on Shabbos. If I cooked intentionally on Shabbos, this amot is for me, forbidden forever. Rabbi Yochanan Lar Omer, b'shogeg yochal l'motzei Shabbat, le'achirim, ולא לא. Others can eat המוציא שבס if they by accident. במזיד לא יוכל עולמית לא לא ולא לאחרים. it's a bit confusing. Let's just look at the table, which makes it very, very misudah, which makes it very, very clear. So you see, we have what we should get amazed. Rabbi Meir, he is the most leniency in the table. If you did it by accident, you by accident cooked on Shabbos, mutar miyad lekulam. Everyone can eat it immediately on Shabbos because it was a mistake. If you did it b'mezid, according to the mayor, b'shabbat asur lekulam, on Shabbos, everyone is not allowed to eat from it, both the person who cooked it and his friend. Mutzai Shabbos, everyone are allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Yehuda says, again, a person cooked on Shabbos, so he takes the mezid of Rabbi Meir and copy-pastes it to his shogeg. So if you by accidentally cooked on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yehuda, b'shabbat asur lekulam, by accident, no one can eat from your omelet. B'motzei Shabbat mutar lekulam, b'motzei Shabbos everyone can eat from it if it was b'shogeg. B'mezid says Rabbi Yehuda, the person who cooked it, l'mashel atzmo, asur leolam. If I cooked it for myself, b'mezid, so that is I can never eat it. But other people can enjoy it on motzei Shabbos. So again, now the third shita, which is more machmir, you copy paste the mezid of Rabbi Yehuda and put it in the shogeg of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Hasanlal, and he says, if you shogeg cooked on Shabbos, the person who cooked it asur leolam, he can never benefit from it. La'achirim mutar motzei Shabbat, and if you did the mezid, says Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, asur leolam lekulam. Okay, so you see here the three opinions: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And everyone is more machmir than the other. Halacha is like, what? Rabbi Yehuda? Wow, how do you know? Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Okay, very good. So, Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. See in source number 2, and you can have it also inside your own Mishneh Berurah. Says Shulchan Aruch, Hamvashel b'Shabbat, a person cooked on Shabbos. Or Shasachad b'Shar Melachot, it could be not only cooking. If he did Borer on Shabbos, if he turned on the light on Shabbos, if he did something else on Shabbos, any kind of Melacha, Maise Shabbos. B'mezid, if a person intentionally cooked on Shabbos, Asur lo leolam, he may never eat this thing that he cooked. V'la'achirim mutar le'motzei Shabbat miyad. But other people can benefit from it, even though he was mazed, but only motzei Shabbos, immediately. B'shoigeg, if a person accidentally cooked on Shabbos, asur bo bayom, gam la'achirim, no one can eat from it that particular day, both you and other people. La'erev mutar gam lo miyad motzei Shabbos, everyone can eat from it, including you. And this is something that comes up all the time, again in Israel. So there was a big case that they built a bridge on Shabbos. Ironically, what is the name of the bridge? Gesher Yehudis. Very interesting. And they built it on Shabbos. And there was a video of building this bridge on Shabbos. The person who built this bridge on Shabbos, is he allowed to use this bridge? Seemingly, according to Shulchan Aruch, the person who built the bridge on Shabbos, he was mazid. Asur lo leolam. He may never use this bridge on Shabbos, because he built this bridge on Shabbos. That's what it seems. But for other people, us, who did not build the bridge on Shabbos, although he was mazid, it seems to me that is allowed immediately on Motzei Shabbos. So everyone can use it except the person, the crew. I don't know, it's not one guy, it's a whole crew. It's very interesting. Actually, we saw a video of the guys who built it doing Kiddush and then carry on building. Unbelievable, seriously. Sorry? Never! Asur lo leolam! He may never use it. He may never use this thing on Shabbos. So halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, if it was b'shoigeg, you might accidentally turn on the light on Shabbos. So in that case, no one can use it. Only on Motzei Shabbos. If it was b'mezid, so people may never use it on, may never use this thing. So interesting halacha ma'isa that I saw in the Mishneh Berurah issue. During davening, so please forgive me, that's on the source sheet. So it says, Mishabu Adirshu, if you live in a building, so I know how it is in Canada, I live in my private beautiful house over here, but in Israel, so if you live in a building, so the light is not on all the time, we don't want to spend money, so you have a button, you press the button, then you have like, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds of light, and then you have to press the button once again. So what happened if you walk in your hallway on Shabbos, it's dark, then your non-religious neighbor comes and turns on the button of the hallway, so can you now use the hallway? Right? Usually it's dark. He comes, he presses the button, and then he walks. Can you use the hallway? So the post can actually say that you should be machmir to wait the 30, 60 seconds until it turns off. Some post can say that you could use it, but don't use it as, I mean, use it as if it was dark. So not close your eyes, but go slowly. Since now it's light, so you cannot go quickly. No, go as if you are, I don't know, as if it is dark. But, for instance, let's say you have now a sefer, you cannot use it according to those poskim, because you're actually enjoying the light, and these are things that they couldn't have done without this light. Okay? So that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's like a lacha like, and that's the like a lacha of the Shulchan Aruch. However, in source number 3, Mishnah Berurah, Sifton Zayin, he brings a machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that Shulchan Aruch who that Rabbi Yehuda shkinis kibum harif v'aram v'agroinim v'hagra. However, the Vilna Gaon holds differently. His skin bebiuro lishat atosfot v'siatam the paskul ke Rabbi Meir. Vilna Gaon is Mekel, and he goes like Rabbi Meir, the other column on the table, and he says no b'shoygeg. If a person did it by accident, you could use it immediately, and if it was b'mezid, so on Shabbos you can't use it, but on Shabbos everyone can use it. And he says, "Mishnah Berurah, Mekom Tzorech, Yesh Yismoch Al Zeh BeBishul BeShogeg." In the case of need, in the case of dire circumstances, only then, says Mishnah Berurah, you could paskin like Vilna Gaon. And he says, only in the case of the Shogeg, right? So according to so Halacha Maase is like Rabbi Yehuda. However, we have certain exceptions that we can rely on Rabbi Meir. Says Mishnah Berurah, we can rely on Rabbi Meir in the case of Shoigeg, in the case of Makom Tzorech, in the case of dire circumstances, in the case of special need, then you could use it B'Shoigeg. Okay? So B'Shoigeg means you could use it immediately on Shabbos, because that's Rabbi Meir. The person by accident cooked on Shabbos, and you actually, it's a makom tzorech, you could actually use it. So what is a makom tzorech? What is dire circumstances? So I brought here a few copy-pastes from a book called Me'ora Shabbat. It's a very nice sefer. It brings a bunch of interesting halacha matters on Shabbos. And they discuss what is a makom tzorech, what happened if the cholent was prepared on Shabbos by accident. How was it prepared on Shabbos? I guess so by accident they pulled the plata on Shabbos. Or by accident, I don't know, they pressed the button of the crackpot, something like that. The cholent was made by accident on Shabbos. Is cholent on Shabbos makom tzorech? Is cholent on Shabbos dire circumstances? They could be made like Rabbi Meir, yeah? Sorry? Pikuach nefesh. If there's no cholent on Shabbos, l'chatchila, you could put it inside. Not my Shabbat, but the Yevet, because is cholent so necessary that it's considered to be makom tzorech? So in the Sefer, Me'orah Shabbat, he brings here that what is makom tzorech? So if you remember, actually we learned this last year in Hilchos Amir Nochri. So he brings here that the Shukhlos Shin Kafei Sif Yud, I'm in the second paragraph, and he says that the Rama says that Nahagu Yiter Lomar Af Lechatchil Leino Yehudi Leavi Shechar or Shar Dvarim Derech Karmelit or Beleiruv Bafi Sheish Achvim B'Davar Mekukom El Mechot B'Adem Akilim Letzorech Shabbat. If a non-Jew, so he says, so some people say they could ask a non-Jew to do for you an Isra de Rabbanan, bringing beer through a Karmelit, a place where there isn't an Eruv. So if it's for the sake of Shabbos, so in that case it is fine. So we learn from here, says the Sefer Me'orah Shabbat, that beer on Shabbos is a makom tzorech. It's a tzorech. It's a case of a need, and we can do certain things, such as asking the non-Jew to bring a case of beer from his house to shul if there isn't a function in Eruv, in the case where it is only Hotzah Derabanan. Bringing beer is a tzorech, because it's for the sake of Oinig Shabbos. Suppose what does it say? If Shahada Huadim Bridon Didan, Shizel Ichvot Shabbat, Vumadvarim Hatzrichim Shabbat. Having cholent is sorry? In a chinami. But we do see from here, we know, we learned last year, you passed the test with great success, and you know that in the case of Shvus, the tzorech, So in that case, you could ask a non-Jew. What is it, Tzorech? We defined last time that everything which is necessary for Shabbos, right? So he said, go to the garage and open there, bring me candy, do this and that. We brought all kinds of these examples. Things that are for use, for Oynag Shabbos, that is considered as a case of need. So in that case, says, also here, in the case of need, we could rely on things which are used for Oynag Shabbos. So if by accident a person cooked the chont on Shabbos, so yes, this is Makom Tzorech. However, some poskim say no. In my humble opinion, they say no. Says Gesha Zohar Bach in the following paragraph, in this last line in the second column, says Gesha Zohar Bach, Katavli, the cholent lo nikra kol kach tzorech. Unbelievable. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Yerushalayim, he says, you know what? Cholent is not so important. Maybe it depends which kind of cholent he had, but I don't know. That's what he says. The Bnosan Gishtetner Shlita, unfortunately, all these people are no longer Shlita. But says the Bnosan Gishtetner, the Mistaber da Achilat Cholent b'Shabbat, Havi kemakom tzorech. וכן כל דבר שזה לעונג שבת מקרי כמוקום צורך. Everything which is used for עונג Shabbos is considered to be צורך. In the case of dire circumstances, we need cholent on Shabbos, we need beer, we need candy, we need these things, and because that it could be Mekel, Chaim Kanievsky, זכר צדיק לברכה, he says in the last paragraph, you know what? לא שייך לזה הגדרות, אלא הכל לפי עניין, לפי השואל ומצבו. He says, it depends. It depends where you live. It depends what kind of cholent. It depends if you have anything else to eat that Shabbos. He says, I can't say all the time cholent is important. I can't say that. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So we have here three opinions. Is cholent a makom tzorech to rely on the Vilna Goyen that you could have said if it was cooked back on Shabbos, it's allowed immediately? So we have here a few opinions. Mor Shabbos, I think, says that it seems to be okay, and that's according to Nelson Gestetner. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, it's not so much of a tzorech, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it depends on the circumstances that you have in front of you. Okay? Yeah. So again, I'm sure this person did not forget this is Shabbos and managed their full thing. I guess he plugs the plata. I guess he plugs the plata. Or maybe he stirs it. He didn't make it, maybe that's right. What? Regarding the electricity in Israel, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it. If it was here, what did you do? I know. So Hashem, we're going to learn also Chazara. We're going to see whether the power going off and on, maybe that is Chazara. Allah seems to be okay. Yeah, so it's fine. Here it says that the Mavish bags cooked on Shabbos. Okay, so again, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that B'mezid, the person who did it, can never use it. Others can use it only Motzi Shabbos. And in the case of Shogeg, it is forbidden for everyone during Shabbos. But in the case of dire circumstances, you can make it like Rabbi Meir, that B'shogeg, you can use immediately on Shabbos, everyone. Yeah.
Just going back to the
The first problem? Yeah. That was 25 minutes ago. Okay.
This idea, this concept of doing something that somebody else did in Israel.
Yeah.
It's a universal concept, okay? It's across the board. You buy a car, for example, right? You have a Jew, for example, on the assembly line working on the car.
Oh, very good.
So how do you use the car?
Okay. Okay, so if halacha was like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, in that case it would have been a problem. Because he says, Rabbi Yochanan, the Bemezid, it's asur le'olam le'kulam, it's forbidden for everyone forever. But luckily, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was made for other people, if it was made Bemezid, and it was made for other people, nevertheless, mutar mutzoi Shabbos. So in that case, you're okay. The person who built his own car in Shabbos, he's in trouble. But if halakha was like the most machmir approach, indeed, we had a big, big problem. Okay, that is Rabbi Isai, that is exception number one, when we can rely on Rabbi Meir. There's another exception, when we can be Meikel. Please, flip the page to source number four. Says Mishnah Berurah, that it says a very, very important idea in Siv Katan Beis. Shin Yud Chet Sif Ketan Beis. You have also your own personal Shabua. You have the source sheet. Send me Shabua. Kol sheyesh safek plug ta baze. You have bichabishul olo. O b'sham alachod ki agavna ein leesor b'diavad. Vekol ha'isur hazeh rak mederabanan v'sfek ha'davar lekula. The fact that we don't allow you to use something if it was made on Shabbos, that's a gzeira de rabbanan. And because of that, every time that we have a machlokas, whether this is this even allowed or not allowed, maybe it's even mutter. Maybe this thing is allowed. So in that case, there's a suffix whether we have to do here a gzeira. And it's a suffix de rabbanan, and suffix de rabbanan de kula. So this is a very important thing. Every single time we have a machlokas a poiskim, and a person did this thing on Shabbos, it will be okay to use it. Because it's a suffix whether really this is the halacha. And because of that, it's a suffix, derban lekula, and there's no knas, there's no fine of Maise Shabbos. Okay? So, for example, in certain places in Yerushalayim, people don't allow themselves to open a bottle cap on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, open the bottle cap, isur deraisa, of building a cap, building a bottle, whatever. It's an isur deraisa, whatever. It's a machlokas, the poskim. Some say it is okay, some say it's not okay. Both the plastic caps is a machlokas, also the metal caps is a machlokas. But even the most machmir person in the world, who holds that opening a bottle cap is an isur deraisa, if I opened it, so in that case, or even if he by accident opened it, he could use it on Shabbos. Because it's a suffix, it's a machlokas. No one knows for 110%. It's a machlokas between major rabbis, major poskim. So since it's a machlokas, it is okay to use it on Shabbos. So even if I hold the opening, let's say a metal cap on Shabbos is prohibited, and you did it, so I can use it on Shabbos. There's a question. If I can ask you to do it, as a separate issue, which we might discuss it or might not, but if you did open it on Shabbos, for sure I can use it because it's a suffix. And again, all this, the entire idea of Maisa Shabbos, of the Knas, not using it, it's a Knas de Rabbanan, and suffix de Rabbanan lekula. Okay? Is this clear? So for instance, there is an example also in the Deir Shu I saw, unfortunately, during the davening. I barely davened, it's crazy. So it's mentioned there that if someone did a melacha during the time that according to Rabbeinu Tam is still a weekday, right? Let's say you're now half an hour into Shabbos and a person did a melacha, a person turned on the light. Can you now can you now benefit from this thing? As you said, if your neighbor turned on the light half an hour into Shabbos, can you now walk in the hallway during that time? So he brings it, that some posts can say that yes, you can, because since it's machlokas, a major machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam versus the Geonim, who are we to determine who is right, although we have our own personal halacha that we hold, personal minhag, but since it's machlokas, so yes, you could actually benefit from it, you could enjoy it, because it's machlokas, and so the Rabban Lekula, in that case, there is no problem. Okay? Some people are machmer regarding Rabbeinu Tam, I won't get into it. But this is a potential of kamina. Okay? So this is exception number two, that in the case of a machlokas, a poskim, so a person is allowed to use and benefit from whatever they did, which is in a machlokas. Okay? Fine? Clear? Very good. Now, exception number three, in source number five, says Mishnah Berurah, Sivan Shinutchet, Siv Katan Gimel, says Mishnah Berurah, Im hi melacha de rabbanan, if a person did a melacha de rabbanan, so in that case we will go, in that case the kula alma, im asata b'shogeg, ein leso b'deavad lehinot mena. If a person did a melacha de rabbanan by accident on Shabbos, can I have an example of a melacha de rabbanan on Shabbos? He by accident turned on an LED light. I don't know, it's a machlokas. That's what we learned, it's a machlokas. So he can't say, sorry?
Don't you have a
machlokas
in terms of light bulbs?
What?
You have a
machlokas
in terms of light bulbs.
What? So LEDs. Let's say LEDs. Ah, so in that case, so that, it's another machlokas, right? But no one says it's okay. But let's say you turn on, I don't know, I need to find another a better example. But let's say LED lights. If we hold that LED lights is only derabanan, and a person by accident turned on LED lights on Shabbos, so in that case, we'll go like the shita of Rabbi Meir, that with the Eved, you can actually use it. so you can use the hallway, you can sit in the bathroom, you can do all those things. Okay, so Allah Lamaise, as we said, you have to remember, important for the test, I don't know if there's a test, but maybe there will be, but it's very important to remember, that if a person by accident did a malach on Shabbos, according to, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, that b'shoigeg, you cannot use it on Shabbos. You cannot use it on Shabbos. Only Mutsoi Shabbos. B'mezid, so on Shabbos, only person itself, sorry, the person that did it itself may never use it, and other people can use it on Mutsoi Shabbos. In certain circumstances, we are Mekel. One, in the case of Tzorech, and it was by accident, you could use it on Shabbos, like Rabbi Meir. In the case that there's a Machlok, as we said, so in that case, it is fine to use it on Shabbos. Right? Because it's a Devon Lakula. And if it's a Malacha Derabanan that was done by accident, you could use it on Shabbos. Okay? Everything is clear? Questions? So far, so good? Very good. Okay. Now, if you remember from last year, more of a Beisai, so we learned also about a Mice of a Goy, of a non-Jew, that he did a Malacha on Shabbos. So he said, you can't benefit from it, and you also cannot benefit from it Moitzoi Shabbos until Bichdei Sheyasu, until the certain amount of time that took him to do this Malacha on Shabbos passes on Moitzoi Shabbos, only then you could benefit from what the non-Jew has done. In the case of Mice Shabbos of a Jew, I turned on the light on Shabbos by accident, you cannot use the bathroom. So in that case, on Mitzvah Shabbos, do we still have to wait? Bichdei Sheyasu? What? 2 seconds, you're right. Okay, so I cooked an omelet on Shabbos, it took me 25 minutes. So in order to eat this omelet, do I have to wait so long? So the Shulchan Aruch says, quite explicitly, he says, "Mutar le'motzei Shabbat miyad." You can use it immediately, and there is no bichdei sheyasu. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions, two reasons. He says it's different than asking a non-Jew, and because then you have to wait bichdei sheyasu. Why? Because in the case of a non-Jew, so he says in Sif Katan Hey, why? Mishum dekal beinav isur amira leoved gilulim. People will start being mekel, asking non-Jews to do things for them all the time. And so because of that, we have this knas. Not only they cannot benefit from Shabbos, also Motzoi Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu. So since you feel comfortable asking a non-Jew, that's why you have this knas. However, no one feels comfortable asking his fellow Jew to the Malacha Freiman Shabbos. So because of that, there's no concern, there is no need for Knas. Another reason, says Mishnah Berurah, Ve'od, She'Yisrael lo yishma lo. I'll tell you why. Because a non-Jew, he will, if you ask him to turn on the light on Shabbos, or cook an omelet, if he's nice, yes, he will do it. Why not? I'm a non-Jew, I can do this, so no problem. But a Jew will never listen to me. So because of that, because all Jews, of course, observe the Shabbos, So because of that, there is no concern, and because of that, there is no knas of bichdei sheyasu. However, this brings up the question, what happens when you know he will do it, such as an unobservant Jew? And we'll discuss that in 2 seconds. But before that, there's another case the person might listen to you, and that is the case when the person doesn't have any dat. He doesn't have any machshava. It could be a charesh, a shoite, and also a katan. What happens when a child does a melacha on Shabbos? So says Biur Halacha in source 7, Biur Halacha is in Shin Kaf Hei, Sif Yud. So says the Biur Halacha, I am a Gen Avram, Shemizik, Dehuadin, Charesh, Shote Vekatan, Shemil'u Maim, Ein Mutar, Rak Shemil'u Letzorech Atzman, Aval Letzorech Yisrael, Asur, uva'ina lemutzei Shabbat b'chnei sheyasu. If I asked a child, a 9-year-old boy, please cook for me an omelet on Shabbos or do a melacha for me on Shabbos, so says the Biur Halacha, if the cheresh shoyte v'katan does it for himself, right, he turned on the light for himself, you can also use it on Shabbos immediately, it's no problem. But if he does it for you, because you asked him, for your sake, so in that case, you cannot use it on Shabbos, and even on Motzoi Shabbos, you can't use it until Bichdei Sheyasu. So there's a very, very interesting question that was raised in the postgame a few years ago, I guess it was many years ago, the following story. Let's say I'm in a rush to go to shul, And I am in a rush. My job at home, Erev Shabbos, is to plug in the plata. But let's say I'm running late, so I ask my son, Moishi, go plug the plata. Okay? He says, yes, dad, of course, he's doing something else, reading a book, or no. And I'm rushing to shul. Then he finds out once it's already Shabbos, oy vey voy, I didn't plug the plata. So what did he do? He took the plata and plugged it in. Never happened in my house, chas v'shalom, but let's say it happened. It would never happen, but let's say it happened. So now that he did it, is he doing it for me, or is he doing it for himself? Is he doing it for me because I asked him to turn on, to plug in the plata? Or is he doing it for himself because he knows that I'll come back and slap him silly, why didn't you plug in the plata before Shabbos? So this is actually Machlokes Poskim. So says the Mora Shabbos brings you the story, Be'agdarat Hadat Aviv, I'm after story 7, אם צריך שעשייתו בשבת תהיה על דת אביו, או דסגי בזה, שעצם עשייה היא על דת אביו, אף שאין דת אביו נוחה ממנו, כדוגמת האביו שביקשו להכניס בערב שבת את התקע של הפלטה, ואביו יזרו שתחוב היטב, אוקיי? So he brings here, so דת הגרם ברנסדורפר, רמיר ברנסדורפר, he says, that pshita the din asiyato kesei adat aviv lo adat atzmo, he did it because of his father. And so says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the second paragraph, ve'osiv ki kivan nekdan avardat esod adat atzmo kol ma shehu se adat aviv, he says everything he does because of his father, so because of that I cannot use this plot on Shabbos. If he did it for me, so then I guess I can't use it on Shabbos. However, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, vaday chashiv al dat atzmo kedei she'aviv lo yichas alav. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he was a great person, and not only a great posek, but he also knew nefesh ha'adam, he knew the nefesh of the child, he knew his needs, and he says, oh, the child, why is he doing this? Because he wants to be good to, he's afraid that his father will be upset with him, and he thinks about himself. He doesn't want to be smacked, or he doesn't want his father to be disappointed in him. He's afraid of all these things, he's doing it for himself. In that case, the father can use it on Shabbos. Okay? Very good. Sorry?
If the child wants the cholent himself.
That's for sure okay. That's for sure okay. No, but the reason why he did this Isra Shabbos is not because, oh my goodness, I have no cholent. He says, oh my goodness, my mommy and daddy will be upset with me, so in that case, I will do this thing.
It's all about, he's
going to
say, I want
cholent also. But he's not a fresher. If he's doing it because of the meat, he's been so of a moira, right? If he's doing it for the sake of the meat, yeah.
If you say the child is doing it for his father or for himself,
yeah. Sorry, yeah.
If the child is doing it, I'll keep it up for aim, he would do it, but certainly not on Shabbos. Because he's over on Shabbos.
So? But he's doing it.
In spite of doing it on Shabbos and being
a pisser? Could be. I don't think so.
Huh?
So clearly,
I would see that the reason he's doing it is to save himself so that he shouldn't be in trouble.
Okay.
Right?
That's what
I'm saying. If you're doing it, I'll
keep it. Yeah.
Normally, I would understand that it is not a shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
But to do an isser, he would. I don't think anybody would do an isser in order to save time. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we said again that in the case of Maaseh Shabbos, as opposed to a Maaseh Shabbos of a Goy, so in the case of Maaseh Shabbos of a Jew, so in that case, there is no Bechdei Shiasu, you're allowed to use it immediately on Moitzoi Shabbos. What happens if a non-religious does, a non-religious Jew does it for you, or in the case of Gesher Yehudis, of the bridge in Israel, can you use the bridge in Israel, because you know this person is not observant, and even more so, he's hired by you. He's employed by you to build the bridge. So in that case, maybe here it's different. We said that for sure he cannot use this bridge. But maybe now, even I cannot use this bridge as well. So let's see. Says the Mishan Bura that if a person cooked on Shabbos, so you're allowed to use it immediately on Motzei Shabbos, afilu lemi shenitbashel bishvilo. right? Even if a Jew did it for me, here Yehuda, take an omelet, I cooked it for you, I can usually eat it immediately on Motzei Shabbos, even if he did it for me. I can use it immediately, I'm not like him, that is usur forever. However, there's a very fascinating Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says in source number 9, or Beisai, Ksav Sofer says, Aval b'nidon didan, mevashel ha-pundak b'kviyut, midei shabbos shabbato, l'acherim. Here, he's discussing a story of a person who owns a hotel, or an inn of some sort. And he has a cook, a Jewish cook, that cooks for him all the time, for him, for the guests. He's hired by me to cook in my inn. So says Ksav Sofer, if it would have gone like Rabbi Yehuda, me, the innkeeper, I could have used it immediately on Motzei Shabbos. But he says, listen, here's different. Here, he's doing this for you, and he's hired by you, and you're giving him the orders. So he says, Ksav Sofer, it is as if you did it yourself. And because of that, the person who does b'mezid on Shabbos, what is the halacha? It's forbidden for him forever, says Ksav Sofer. So he says, in our case, the cook of the inn, so he does it frequently every single Shabbos. This is his parnasa. Bevadai knasa kensura banan leelu shitbashel bishvilam kmo levashel atzmo. In this case, if he cooks for you, if he builds a bridge for you, if he's fixing the train system for you, so you can never use it as the person himself. It's a tremendous chumrah. According to Ktav Sofer, we cannot, all of us cannot use Gesher Yehudis on Shabbos. I'm sorry, no, ever use it. So it's my taxes, and the government asked him, so maybe I have to say, Shabbos! And that's them good, maybe. I don't know. But it's a very, very... Sorry? What?
Don't pay taxes.
Ah, okay. That's the solution for everything. Don't pay taxes. But even if I don't pay taxes, again, he's doing it for me. He says, I want you and you and you and you to have a nice fancy bridge in Tel Aviv called Gesher Yehudis. He's doing it for you. And you know he's doing it. Yeah. But he's doing it for me. Yeah.
Let's say, for example, there's some something about whether it happened on Shabbos or after. So a non-religious Jew drops something off at your house, and you're not 100% sure if it's before or after Shabbos started. I was told that it's usable if you don't know for sure.
So I'll tell you even more. Even if you know for sure that it was in Shabbos, it's okay. But for different reasons. We'll see soon. I'll tell you why. The reason is, just briefly, because it's indirect hana'ah. In that case, if it cooked for you in Shabbos, it's a problem. But if he just brings you a cake, so the cake itself was made before Shabbos, so that's fine. If he cooked it on Shabbos, so driving on Shabbos... So it's indirect right now, because I'm now enjoying the cake. And the cake was already cooked before Shabbos. It was... So they're building it on Shabbos, among other things. Yeah? They do. I mean, unfortunately, they do it on Shabbos. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, according to Ktav Sofer, big chumrah, you cannot use a bridge on Shabbos. Yeah. Sorry, you can't use a bridge ever. What?
If a person who's building it and doesn't know anything about Shabbos is...
So is he... So what is he?
He's Tinok Shenishba. Or a Shogeg.
At least a Shogeg. So I'll tell you what. The Har Tzvi says something similar. If he actually goes a different direction, he says he's non-observant, so at most, what is he? A Mumar. He's a non-Jew. So what is a non-Jew? B'chdei Shiyasu. So he goes the other way around. He says, let's say he is a non-Jew. He left everything. He's not teaching Ishba. So what is a non-Jew? But then she asks, that's the most you could possibly do. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so you have here a different opinion. The opinion of the Har Tzvi. Who is Har Tzvi? Rabbi Yisai Frank, very good. Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, tremendous Chacham. And he says, I don't understand the Ktav Sofer. Because this person is doing this all the time on Shabbos, what is he? So he is, I guess, a mumar. If a mumar is indeed a mumar, not a shnishba, he is at most a non-Jew. A non-Jew, as we all know, the most severe thing that we could say regarding a non-Jew is that you cannot use it until Motzei Shabbos, b'chdei shi'asu. So also here too, I think, he says, I think this is a chiddush, but the most that we could possibly say is b'chdei shi'asu. So he says, Hartzvi, even if you want to be machmir that this person is doing this for you frequently on Shabbos, and you know that he's going to do this, so he is at most a non-Jew. So if he's at most a non-Jew, so in that case you can use it, b'chdei shi'asu. So in the example that is brought in my previous Smichas Chover notes, if it took you 7 years to build Gesher Yehudis, so in that case, a year was probably built on Shabbos, right? Because they use 7 days. So in that case, you can't use it. B'chdei shi'asu. That is the biggest chumrah you could possibly do. 1 full year. What?
That's cool.
What's cool?
You only count for Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, that's the and Yom Tov, you could, so at most, so you're saying it could be even more. Ah, interesting. Interesting. A little bit over here. Okay. It was already built a few years ago, so it's fine. You can go there. Yeah. So if there was a goy, indeed, but we saw the video of the workers saying kiddush and then going back to work. So we know that the Jews worked on it. Yeah? Okay, so that is regarding Ma'aseh Shabbos of Mumar, that according to the Ketav Sofer, if he does it for you, b'mezid, so in that case, it's like that you did it for b'mezid, in that case, it's forbidden forever, but Hartzvi says, no, if a person does it, and you know that he's going to do it, at most, he's going to be a Mumar is a goy is b'chdei shi'asu. Okay? Are we good? Very good. Let's carry on. Have your 5 pages, we did only 2. And I think I'm supposed to finish this thing today. Okay, quickly, electricity in Israel. As I said, it's a big issue in Israel that some people don't use electricity at all because they're saying that Chevat HaChashmal, the electricity company, is constantly doing Malachas on Shabbos and he's doing it B'mezid on Shabbos. So even B'shargeg, no one can use it at least on Shabbos, right? So in that case, how are we using the electricity on Shabbos? We have 2 heterim and 1 major chumrah of the Chazon Ish. 2 heterim is the heter of Rosh Hashanah Neuerbach and the heter of Igros Moshe. Rosh Hashanah Neuerbach says a very, very important idea. He says, listen, they're now doing something, I don't know, they're lifting the switch in the electric company and now bringing light or electricity to all of Israel. So he says that when they do this, so they're doing this not only for you, they're doing this also for the hospitals. They're also doing it for a sick person that needs to have electricity in his house on Shabbos. And says, light that was lit for a sick person on Shabbos, every single person in the world can enjoy this light. Why? The light that helps one person can help many. So as long as they now, let's say, have a board called Yerushalayim, and they lift the switch, now all of Yerushalayim has electricity. So since you have their Shari Tzedek, you have their Bikul Cholim, you have their Hadassah, you have their Terem, you have a bunch of things which are not only hospitals, but also people inside their houses. So in that case, since they did that beheter, so that is also we can use it as well. If Kamina would be, let's say you have in your building, only your building has an electric outage, right? That's the word? Yeah? And a blackout, and then it came fix your building. And you know that, Baruch Hashem, in your building, everyone are healthy. So in that case, it could be indeed a problem if a Jew did it for you. But if it was the entire neighborhood, most likely there's a person, at least one person, that needs some kind of medical need. They need electricity on Shabbos. So since they did it for him, all of us can enjoy it as well. So that is heter number one, which is very important, why you can use electricity in Israel. Okay? Heter number one. Heter number two is Igros Moshe. And he says, in general, very, very interesting. He says, in general, I don't really know the Metzias, how it actually works. I know there's a mumche in Israel, and he should always ask him because he knows how the electricity system works in Israel. That's what he says in the last line in source 13. But he says, in general, why can we make it with the electricity? Says the Igros Moshe, because it's a sfeik sfeika. Why is it a sfeik sfeika? He says, They don't constantly need to lift up switches on Shabbos or whatever. They have already, they turn on the switch of Israel, I don't know, before Shabbos, and you have electricity flowing. Only in the case that they have some kind of takala, some kind of mistake, some kind of malfunction happening, only then they need to do something. So first of all, you have a suffix whether there will be a takala, that something wrong will happen. Maybe everything will go great. And even if it will be on Shabbos, so who says it will be the Jewish employee? Maybe it is some kind of non-Jewish employee. And because of that, he says it's a sfeika. Suffolk, whether they're even going to do a melacha on Shabbos. And even if they do, maybe it's a non-Jew doing it. So in that case, you can use it on Shabbos. It seems to be okay. That's what he says. He says it's a sfeika. It's a bit hard to rely on this sfeika because I was told that the percentages of non-Jews working for the electricity company in Israel is like 3%, something like that. Like, it's really hard to believe that Bedavka will be the non-Jewish employer who does it. But who knows? Maybe in Shabbos you have more of the non-Jews who work, so I have no idea. So he says it's a sfeika. Lemaise says if you could be machmir and have some kind of generator, it is a good idea. But he says, very importantly, the most important thing in source 14, im ishtechai narotza. If your wife can't handle it because you have to have these special lights or something else, so he says, your wife doesn't want to be machmir, ein lecha limchot be'ada. Av shta rotze leot min ha-machmirim, ubifrat shekarov ha-davar shevi zeh ledei merivot ba-bayit. Because having a generator is very expensive. Some people have, I don't know how it's called in English, lights called luxim. That they have these kind of lights on batteries, but they usually turn off close to the end of Shabbos. So from noontime, your house is pitch black and it's very dark. And it says if your wife says, listen, I want to have a nice light and it's bothering me, this could cause problems in Shalom Bayis. So says Igros Moshe, you should be Mekel and rely on my kulos because Shalom Bayis is above almost everything. Yeah. In a chinami, interesting. So if you have a blackout, you're right. That's good. No, because he says, because takala could be not only a blackout, like something happened over there, you had to fix things, I don't know what, and then you did it. So you didn't experience a blackout, but you're right. Right, there's a very good timing here, according to Alon, if indeed there was a blackout, it's a problem, there's no longer sphinx faker. Right? Yeah, it's a good time now. He says, you have a regular Shabbos, so even if we do say that there was some kind of thing that had to be fixed in their headquarters, I think in Chadera, so in that case you're right. But we have a sfeika. But if we saw the blackout, so there's only one sfeika. Yeah, good time now. Inachinami. Now, Chazon Ish, as we all know, was very, very machmir, and also in Bnei Brak, the rabbis there are very machmir about it. And says Chazon Ish says in source 15, Im nasa b'tachat ha-chashmal b'shabbat ad Yisrael she'eno shomer shabbat, asur le'enot mimeno. And says Chazon Ish, very important, ve'af im hu be'ofen she'esh heter v'shimushu v'nadin. Even if you have a heter, of Shabbos on Oirbach, of Moshe Feinstein, nevertheless, asur lishtamesh bo, מפני שיש בשימושו איסור חטא. What is that? חילול השם, שאינו חס לכבוד שמיים, כיוון שהוא שימוש ציבורי והערבו בשבת, הוא עושה מרד רחמנא ליצלן. Because this is a terrible חילול השם, that we see Jews not caring that their fellow Jews are doing melacha on Shabbos. You using the electricity is even worse than a regular Maaseh Shabbos. It's not a Maaseh Shabbos derabanan, a Knas of Chazal. It's an Isser Derais of Chil Hashem. You show that you don't care that Shabbos is being desecrated. So he said this is a terrible thing, Chil Hashem, and because of that, you should not use electricity on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. There was a story once that I heard about Rav Steinman before he came to Bnei Brak. So he was in Kfar Saba, close to Ranana, where I lived as a child, and he taught there non-religious people on Shabbos. He was doing kiruv work in Kfar Saba, and he refused to give shiurim on Friday night because he says, I can't give a shiur with electricity, because in my mind, I imagine a Jew right next to me when I give the shiur starting a fire. I can't do it, and I can't give a shir Friday night. That's what he said. Unbelievable. But as we said, we have a lot to be makel on. Moshe Feinstein and Shmuelsky Hilchasa, Shmuelsky Eilbach. And if I'm mistaken, I saw a video. I might even send it to you on the group of Rav Yitzchak Yosef in the name of his father. Also, they were Michael about using electricity on Shabbos. Okay. Now, a very important halacha regarding indirect hana, because I want to finish already today all Ma'aseh Shabbos and leave to Rabbi Spitz next week, starting Bishul. So, indirect hana. The Bir Halacha here on the spot in Shin Yud Chet, it's also here in Surah 16, so he brings a Chayi Adam, that he says that the entire Knas of Ma'aseh Shabbos is only when you see a shinu beguf, right? Rav Spitz spoke about it in drasha. That certain melachos, so you see the creation, you see the creativity, you see the melachos machshavos. You had an egg, it turned into an omelet. You had dough, it turned into a bread. You saw something happening. Only then, says Chayei Adam, we say that there's a thing of Ma'aseh Shabbos. However, if there isn't any shinu in front of you, there is no Ma'aseh Shabbos. The Ma'aseh then is machir. So he gives an example. Let's say I violated Hotsa'ah, as the Rav said. I took this piece of bread, took it from Rishis Yachit to Rishis Arabim, and then to your house, can you use it? Says Chayalam, since the bread did not change, you don't see any maise of shinui in the chain, of any change in the bread, in that case it seems to be okay. The maise is machmir in the end, in the case of Bishul, that's what he says. In the case of Hotsa'ah. However, Poskim learn from here that in general, you could be mekel in the case of indirect hana'ah. That you're not enjoying the Chilul Shabbos itself, but rather something else. So the Mishabur Dirshu, he brings an example. Let's say the shul is closed, and the only way to bring the key is to do Itzah. You take the key, and a person violated Itzah without knowing, and he opened the door of the shul after he did Itzah and took the key. Okay. Can you enter the shul? Can you enter the shul? You cannot benefit maybe from the key, but is the shul considered being benefiting from the key, or is it something else? Or is it some kind of indirect hana'ah? Okay? Is this clear the question? Right? If you brought me a loaf of bread from one place to the other, so listen, again, this is the loaf of bread. But if a person came and he opened the door, so now can you enjoy the room? Can you enjoy the shul? Yeah, so says Mishnah Berurah. So he brings the machlokas. Igros Moshe says, "Mistaber she'asur l'mitpalim l'kneset l'vet haKneset ad she'yashuvu v'inaluhu v'shuv v'tachinu nochi."
He says, you know what? When a person brings the key, you're not benefiting the key, you're benefiting the room that the key opened. And because of that, you cannot enjoy the room, you cannot benefit from the room, you cannot enter the shul, lock the door again, call a non-Jew, he will go over there, back and forth, and open it for you. As you said, you can ask a non-Jew, because this is a tzorich mitzvah of Rabbim. So ask a non-Jew, he says, Moshe Feinstein. But you, if a Jew did it, you cannot enter the shul. That is Igros Moshe, right?
Did he give him the key? Or he has to go back to
so, yeah, so, what does he say? He says, Ad she'yashuv v'inaluhu. Yeah, so he says, lock it? No. Lock it, and the non-Jew will come and open it for you. Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. So maybe he has to go back and forth. I don't know what to say. However, he says, "Midach Gashas Oyerbach Katav Mistaber Mutar Likenes Atocho Lachar Shniftach." You could enter it because again, this is indirect hana. Ve'af lehenot mechafatzim shebetocho lefi shelo neesta melachah b'ptichah atzma elarak b'mafteach. Where do we have a melachah Shabbos on the key itself? The melacha was with the key itself. But it wasn't a melacha creating this beautiful shul and bringing these great sidurim and bringing the kugel and the cholent. No! This was here at Behetel. What was wrong here? The melacha with the key. But the shul itself is fine. So it says, Neuerbach, and because of that, this is indirect hana, as we learned last year in Ma'aseh Shabbos of a non-Jew. So because of that, he says, even if a Jew, b'meizid, he can't do it. But he intentionally took the key and came and opened it. You cannot benefit from the key, but you can benefit from this wonderful room. So in that case, it seems to be okay to use the room. It's Machlokes, it was Moshe, and Rabbi Shlomo
Auerbach. What about the fact that the key is used to lock the door, and the door is used to prevent other people, robbers or whoever, from coming to the shul?
Okay.
So that part, you think you're actually having benefit from the door. That's benefit from the door, not the shul. The door itself you have benefit from.
Okay, so maybe you cannot. Lock the door, but now that's open, you're now enjoying the chair, the table, the siddur, the sefer Torah, the rabbi. You can enjoy all these things.
Maybe you can't lock the door. Is what I'm saying.
Well, it could be. In the Kanami, don't use the door anymore.
Self-locking door.
Okay, so let's assume it's a self-locking door. You open it only with a special card. What? Can you do that? If it was open, be'isser, it is fine to use and benefit the room. So one last halacha, we learned also last year regarding indirect hana, turning off the light, right? Because you only want to sleep and the light is annoying you. So the same thing here, he brings it in the book Mo'ah Shabbat, same thing, if a person intentionally or by accident turned off the light on Shabbos, can you now sleep in that room? He says, yes, of course you can, because you're not enjoying his malacha, you're enjoying now your sleep, you're now enjoying your bed, that is okay, and it seems to be fine. Another interesting example in source 19 regarding preparing the plane of El Al on Shabbos, you can see that at home on yourself. Okay? So this is Ma'aseh Shabbos. Keep the source sheets, because you have to do chazara for I don't know, maybe a test, I have no idea. Kol tov, kol tov, atzlacha rabbah.